Look around. Every car you see is probably on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Andy, thanks very much for joining us. Much appreciated.
Yeah, no problem, Tom. You ready to get cold?
Well, of course, because when you are born and raised in Western New York, this kind of weather ought not to bother you at all. So what do you have coming up as far as the... Oh, first of all, can we start off with the snow? What's going on with that?
Yeah, hey, this is light stuff compared to what we had the other day. It's not really blowing around too much. It's a steady light snow that runs from the South Towns, maybe Springville, to the shoreline of Lake Ontario. We'll find it diminishing a little bit as we move into the latter half of the afternoon, but between 7 and 10 tonight, we're expecting a burst of snow as that Arctic front kind of sweeps across. So that's what we'll end up with. It'll usher in that cold air with a nice snow burst. The most we're going to get out of this is around 2 to 4 inches total from what already fell to the finish line of that burst of snow by midnight tonight.
At least it looks like Eden is off the hook right now.
Yeah, you know what? They're not shoveling out 20 inches of snow this time, that's for sure.
So you said Arctic front. Question, when you say Arctic front, does it really come from the Arctic?
Yeah, it's Canadian-born, if you want to say that. What it does is you have this cold pool of air that kind of wobbles and circles around the North Pole, and occasionally that this swirl up north will become dislodged and drop a piece here, or it'll drop a piece over Europe, over Siberia. Wherever it kind of wobbles down, this time we're going to get one of these Arctic wobbles, the little piece of cold to break off and drop down, and it's going to slide right through the northern tier of the Midwest into the Great Lakes. So we're going to get the core of the cold. It's not going to drop over Montana and have 2 days to kind of normalize and warm as it comes. This is going to be a straight shot.
So the cold Arctic air and the increased volume of the snow that is going to accompany its onset, at what time may we expect that?
Yeah, the cold air, it's cold and getting colder. So Thursday night, tonight going into Thursday, we're going to start dropping down through the 20s, eventually end up in the teens, single digits by the time we get to Friday. And I think the daytime temperatures on Saturday could stay below 10 degrees. So this is going to be the core of the cold arrives Friday and then sticks around into early Saturday. Now, the pairing with this, there's going to be some wind along with it, not huge winds of 60, 70 miles an hour, nothing of that nature, but around 30 with gusts, 35, 40. So you pair that with temperatures in the teens and 20s, it's going to knock those wind chills down to around zero. And then I think we're going to see sub-zero wind chills Friday, especially in the afternoon. So that's where it starts to get a little dicey. If you're outside for more than 30 minutes and you're unprotected in that situation, you could develop some frostbite. But hopefully you take precautions and you don't have to worry about that too much. Some lake snow fires up again, even though Lake Erie got a little touch cold, or a little more frozen than last time we spoke. We are going to see some snow begin to fire Thursday afternoon. Really, it's going to be the evening on Thursday through Friday morning, and it's going to target the same areas that got hit last time. So those spots could tack on another 4 to 8 inches of snow between Thursday afternoon and Friday morning.
You know, the good news is, as far as skiing over the weekend, the skiing should be outstanding. The bad news is it's going to be really, really cold, like when you go to Stowe, Vermont to ski.
Yeah, it's going to be crisp. It's the kind of air when you take that first big inhale in, and it fills your lungs, and you're kind of like, it'll. My son actually said this when we were outside during that really cold, windy day, and he inhaled. He's like, it just stops you for a moment, Dad. I said, yeah, that's when it's cold outside when you have those temperatures in the single digits. It'll stop you for a moment.
Yeah, you know, the single digits you said are going to hit us Friday, Saturday, that time period. And Andy, I remember a period last winter where I think it was 1 week or 2 weeks, every night we'd get in the car at like 6:30, the car thermometer said 3 degrees. And boy, did that hang out for a while. How long will these single digits hang out?
Yeah, this is going to be Friday and Saturday. Well, I think we'll rebound a little bit on Sunday, and that's going to be because there's this huge northeast storm that you're going to hear. It's really more of a mid-Atlantic storm. It'll end up being called a nor'easter. I think it's going to, they'll call it, I'm sure the Weather Channel will give it a name if it hasn't already done so. And it's going to end up kind of developing near from the Carolinas all the way into the northeast. And it is going to be an ice storm to remember for maybe the Virginias and Carolinas, and then maybe 10 to 20 inches of snow in D.C. where they really don't know how to handle the removal of that. And then the northern edge of this is actually going to get up here into western New York. In the last 24 hours, this storm is going to have the long arm of this storm is going to reach up and possibly put about 6 to 10 inches of snow, especially for the southern tier. But I think we're going to be shoveling all the way to the shoreline of Lake Ontario from the effects of this storm later in the day on Sunday.
So a couple of things come to mind, one of which is that nor'easter of which you've just spoken. We probably have people flying, and they're going to be flying right into the hornet's nest. At what point do they need to be really aware and double check with their airlines?
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Well, I can tell you that airlines are already reaching out to people who have any exchanges or any destinations on the eastern seaboard either late Saturday or Sunday, because that's the time that it really gets into those East Coast hubs. It'll be moving through portions of Tennessee and Kentucky on Saturday, but I think when it really develops, winds up, and it pulls in that Atlantic moisture, kind of feed it to really get it going, that's going to be on Sunday. So you're going to find delays up and down the eastern seaboard into New York City even on Sunday. So any air travel that you've got in the second half of the weekend, definitely have a plan B for this. And it's not going to be one that you could drive home from either, because it's not as if the airport, you had a mechanical and you can just get in a car. But this is going to be a swath of snow that covers about a dozen states.
If this was the UK, it would be a swathe of snow, by the way. Andy Parker, meteorologist, he is awesome. And in just a minute or so, he's going to give you a telephone number. So if you are somebody who has travel plans coincident with the nor'easter, which is going to be late Saturday or Sunday, he will actually give you personalized advice as this thing moves along. A couple of quick things, Andy, if you've got the time. Notice how I just said, if you've got the time, assuming you did. We used to call it wind chill. The wind chill factor is, now we call it feels like. What happened?
feels like, real feel. There's a number of different names. As a matter of fact, they changed the calculation of it maybe a dozen or so years ago. And it used to be that you could rack up the wind chill a little bit quicker, but now they've changed the calculations, the wind chill math. So it's harder to get those minus 20, minus 30 wind chills. They're not as common as they used to be back in the day, but it's still going to be cold. Anytime you can push that thermometer, wind chill thermometer, below minus 10, minus 20, that people absolutely notice it when you walk out, even if you're just going to get the mail.
One more really quickly, Andy, and this is where I get to sound like old guy. By the way, I'd appreciate it if you would get off my lawn. I would also remind you, I'm cold, and keep those kids quiet. But there is something else, and that is listening to the interview this morning with Susan Rose and Brian. I'm wondering, I was thinking back to the late 1970s and walking to the Benjamin Franklin Junior High School on Parkhurst in Tonawanda, thinking to myself, if the same criteria were applied closing schools because of wind chill back then, we probably would have had a good solid month or two off every year. I know that might not be your bailiwick, but it just seems as though, looking back, I can never remember a time as a Kenmore Tonawanda school student who ended that illustrious career in 1981 where schools closed because it was super cold. Yes, because of snow, but never because of cold.
That's a new thing. When I say new thing, it's probably within the last 15 years that we started to see cold become a quantifier in whether or not they're going to close school or not, in those situations. And minus 20 became kind of the number where a lot of the districts start to consider it. Minus 25 to minus 30, it's a no-brainer. That will shut them down. But minus 20 is kind of the tipping point. And then they'll look at it and say, well, is it minus 20 just at 5 a.m. and then it improves rapidly by 7 or 8 o'clock when the elementary school kids are out? Because we all know the high school kids don't care. But are the elementary school kids going to be okay? So that's something that, yes, correct. In the 80s, 70s, 80s, even the 90s, there was no such thing as a cold weather day. That became something in the 2000s.
Well, Andy, looking back to the 1970s, it was much more important to look cool than to be warm. And even around the blizzard of 77, the cool kids were all walking to Ben Franklin with denim jackets on. They didn't care. Then, of course, you'd have first period naked swimming for the boys. The other thing that came up is, well, you know, we have a lot of teachers who may live outside of the district, outside of the county, and we have to take that into account. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, my third grade teacher, Emily Hardy, she lived in Marilla. So every day she had to drive from Marilla to Brighton Elementary on Freeze Road in Tonawanda, which is about 27 miles. How come she could do it, but today's teachers can't?
Yeah, that is not a fun commute for a teacher whatsoever. In today's world, you'd get stuck at a number of choke points on that. That's not one that I would want to take, even on a good day.
But, I mean, that's kind of outside of your bailiwick, but you know, I'm thinking, gosh, what has changed, and why do we have so many beta males today? And I'm not exactly a tough guy. Andy, how do people get in touch with you so, as I have done, they can get individual counseling on weather? Because, you know, like the late Saturday or Sunday thing with the nor'easter, people might be flying to Charlotte, or they might have a connection in Charlotte to get to Europe or down to Florida, wherever. How do they maintain constant contact with you?
Yeah, there's a lot of noise out there right now when it comes to weather information. You don't know who's your trusted source, much like, you know, WBEN, people turn on you to get the straight story on what's happening. Same thing with the weather. All you've got to do is send it. It's 503-ANDY, 503-2639. And all you've got to do is text the word weather, and you'll get something right back. If you have a question you want to ask, go ahead and ask the question. We'll try to answer it with as easily and quickly as we can, and then put that in your contact so you have a meteorologist on speed dial.
Andy Parker, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And if they ever gave a Nobel Prize for weather, Andy would get it. Meteorologist Andy Parker.
Look around. Every car you see is probably on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.